to the Real Estate Scripts Podcast, the show that helps you know what to say when you're talking to buyers and sellers so that you can close more deals and earn more money. I'm Darren Tunstall, a real estate professional, coach, and number one best-selling author. Let's get into this. Hey there, and welcome to episode 39 of the Real Estate Scripts Podcast. In this episode, we're talking about something crucial for real estate agents, and that's becoming the go-to pro in your neighborhood through door knocking and cold calling. Picture yourself as the friendly neighborhood expert, making connections and gathering inside information for future real estate opportunities. We've got some practical tips and scripts to help you nail this and become the local go-to agent. So let's jump right in. As a reminder, the purpose of Scripts and Dialogues is to come, learn, practice, and be prepared to fail forward. This is where we make mistakes and help each other out, but we're mostly interested in seeing how we can get better. First, we read through the script word for word, and then we go back and put it into our own natural tone, style, and phrasing. You won't know what to say until you go through the script. So with that said, many people will say, that's not how I sound. And I totally get it. That's not how you sound. But that is the reason why we practice every day, so that the script becomes you and in your own voice. So read it word for word first, then go back and put it into your own natural tone, style, and phrasing. And I think it'll work out.
We're going over lead generation, cold calling, and door knocking. And this particular script is called Positioning Yourself as the Go-To Real Estate Agent of the Neighborhood. Okay. And just so that I have everything right here, let's go over and set the stage. In this scenario, you are a real estate agent reaching out to residents in your farm area or neighborhood to introduce yourself as their go-to real estate expert and establish a connection. Requirements are knowledge of the local neighborhood and real estate market, friendly and approachable demeanor, marketing materials to share with potential clients, and a genuine desire to connect with the community. The intention is to establish a rapport with the homeowner, introduce yourself as their neighborhood real estate agent, and gather information to stay in touch for potential future real estate needs. So,
okay.
Whenever you're ready, go for it.
Okay. Hi there. I'm Debbie Logan, and I'm from Keller Williams, and I represent the Repros team there. And I wanted to take a moment to connect with you as your local real estate resource right here in your neighborhood.
Oh, well, hi. Very nice to meet you. I'm glad you stopped by. How can I help you?
Well, having lived and worked in this area for over 30 years, I've come to appreciate its unique charm and the value of our community. And to ensure you stay informed about local real estate trends, property listings, and neighborhood news, I'd like to keep in touch with you, whether it's through mail, flyers, text messages, or occasional phone calls. It's all about what suits you best. Is that something you'd be open to?
Yeah, I mean, that sounds very interesting to me. I mean, of course. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's great to hear. It's always good to know, you know, where you stand. Also, you know, and kind of keep up with what's happening, you know, in the real estate market. One of the things I love most about this neighborhood is its sense of community. It's a place where people look out for one another. So let me ask you, have you ever considered making a change with your current property, or perhaps you know someone in the neighborhood who's thinking about moving, or someone that wants to move into the neighborhood? I'd love to hear your thoughts.
You know, it's I think about it here and there occasionally. I have not made a major commitment to make a change. I really like my house. I really like my neighborhood. But I do, you know, meet a lot of people, you know, friends and family members for the most part that come and visit, and they love my neighborhood. They would absolutely, jump at the first chance that they had to buy a home in here. Usually, when people move here, I mean, I've been here for 20 years, so people like to stay,
Yes, it's the inventory here is always very low. People do seem to want to stay. Well, what I'll do is I will put you on my monthly email, and that can keep you up to date as to what's happening in your community. And then every once in a while I'll touch base with you. I'll swing by and leave some of my cards. And so if you do happen to talk to someone that's interested in the real estate market, you feel free to let them know about me. And it's always good to know what's happening. You want to stay on top of everything from interest rates to what the homes in your neighborhood are selling for, and even different initiatives that have to deal with, the real estate market. So, anytime I can provide further assistance, let me know. And it's always, like I said, good to know about your property value and upcoming listings. So, don't hesitate to reach out to me. And my goal is to be a valuable resource to you and our community.
Oh, absolutely. Well, I appreciate you stopping by, introducing yourself, and definitely stay in touch. So thank you again for stopping by.
Sure. Sure.
All right. I made some changes along the way as we were going
Yes.
because I was like, that doesn't make any sense. So what's up, Emily?
I'm sorry I'm late.
You're not late.
I looked at the
You're
time wrong.
Well, no worries. I made some slight changes there as we went along. So if you guys want to flip reverse roles, go for it, Emily, and then we'll talk a little bit more.
Okay. Hi there. My name is Emily. I'm with Keller Williams Realty and the Repros team. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good.
I hope I you have a hope I'm not bothering you too much. I wanted to take a moment just to connect with you and a lot of your neighbors, just to let you know I am the local expert in real estate around here. Do you How long have you lived in the neighborhood?
Oh, 30 years.
Oh wow, so you own your own home, I'm assuming.
Yes, uh-huh.
Awesome. Well, myself, having lived and worked in this area for a while, I've come to appreciate the unique charm of La Mesa and the value of our community. We've been through a lot over the last few years with everything that's gone on. And to ensure you stay informed about local real estate trends, property listings, and neighborhood news, I'd like to keep in touch with you. What's your name?
Debbie.
Hi, Debbie. Thanks for taking the time to talk to me. I would like to keep you on top of the property listings in the neighborhood, any neighborhood news, something like that, just to kind of keep in touch with you. How does that sound?
That would be fine.
Okay. So I do a lot of mailers, flyers. I would love to have your contact info if I could text you or maybe call you, email you some current updates. Would that be all right?
Yes, as long as it was like, just maybe monthly.
Yeah, it's just an informational thing. So you know what's kind of going on. I also sometimes send out like little events that are going on. We have Oktoberfest coming up and stuff like that. Just to kind of connect with, neighbors, and we can all know what's going on around us. So,
No, that would be fine.
okay, great. One of the things I love most about our neighborhood is the sense of community. It's kind of a place where people look out for one another, don't you think?
Yes, I love it here. It's nice and quiet.
Yeah. Let me ask you something. Have you ever considered of making a change with your current property needs, or perhaps, someone who's looking to move into the neighborhood or move out of the neighborhood? Have you heard anything about that?
Sometimes I come across neighbors that, want to move closer to their kids. As for me, I'll be here till I'm dead and gone. So,
Yeah, I get a lot of that because people just love it here. Well, I'm
right.
here to provide any information and assistance whenever you need it. If you have any questions about real estate or any of your friends, feel free to give them my info. If you need to know any specific needs or things about the neighborhood property values, upcoming listings, maybe you know someone who's looking to buy, please don't hesitate to reach out. My goal is to be a valuable resource for you and our neighbors.
Oh, okay. That sounds good.
Okay, could I just get the best email for you and your phone number? And that way, I'd love to keep in touch if you don't mind.
Oh, yes. It's Debbie Logan at gmail.com.
Perfect, Debbie. And do you have a contact phone?
Yes, 619-559-3949.
Awesome. Okay, well, I'll let you get back to gardening. Thank you so much for taking a moment to talk to me. I'm just gonna kind of walk around and meet some more neighbors. It was so
Okay.
nice meeting you. Have a great day. Make sure you drink some water. It's getting hot.
Okay, I will.
Okay, I'll talk to you later.
All right. Again, it's like the other days, fairly simple, right?
Yeah.
Just staying in touch. Regular 33 touch, 12 direct, 8x8. Consistency, mind share. We talked all about that a couple weeks ago too. Anything else to add?
No.
Want to do it again without a script?
Sure. When in Rome.
When in Rome. There you go.
Okay.
Right.
Hi. How are you doing today?
Hi, I'm good. How can I help you?
Well, I in the neighborhood, I'm just trying to introduce myself to some of you, your neighbors. I don't know if you've seen my signs around the neighborhood, but I'm a realtor in La Mesa's Keller Williams on the repros team. And I'm just want to be a resource to our community. I too live here.
Oh.
And yeah, and so, I just like to stay in touch with, what they call my farm because this is my area. And if you have any needs that relate to real estate, I could be a good resource for you. Or if you hear of someone wanting to move into your neighborhood, or if you ever want to downsize, I'd like to give you a flyer of a little bio about myself along with some of my business cards. Is that something that you'd be interested in?
Oh, maybe. I mean, it won't hurt to have your info, I guess.
Yeah, well,
I'm not moving though.
yeah, I wouldn't move from this beautiful house. You've got a beautiful landscaping.
Thank you.
But if you ever hear of anyone, I have good resources also for vendors. If you ever need a plumber or, a moving guy or just to get rid of some junk, things like that, I have a whole list of vendors. So I hope that you do use me as a resource in the future and think of me when you think about real estate and being part of this beautiful community of ours.
Oh, where do you live, Debbie?
I live 2 blocks over in the yellow house on the corner lot.
Oh,
The
wow.
big
Okay.
magnolia tree. I don't know if you
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, I've
know.
seen it when I go around walking my dogs. Yeah, I've seen
Oh
it.
yes. Oh yes. Oh, are you have the six dogs,
Knew that
right?
was coming. Yes, the ones that bark at all, every dog. That's me.
Oh, well, they need to voice their opinions just like humans do. So yeah, I have a dog too, so I know they're part of your kids, they're part
Yeah.
family. So, well, it was nice meeting you. What was your name?
Emily.
Emily, okay. Well, again, here's, a flyer with my
Oh,
bio
thanks.
and some cards. So, yeah, if I could be of
Wow.
any assistance, just give me a call.
Thanks, Debbie. I appreciate it.
Okay. See you at the next festival.
Okay. Burning Man?
Yes.
All right.
They need to voice their own opinions. I like that.
May have a lot to say.
You know, Burning Man, you just mentioned Burning Man. Well, I don't want to hold on. Let's wait that to the end because I got a question about Burning Man. So, Emily,
Okay.
do it one more time and then let's have that conversation.
Okay. Hi. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Sorry to bother you. I was just walking around the neighborhood meeting my neighbors. I'm a local realtor in the area and I like to get out and kind of meet people. I hope I'm not bothering you.
Oh, no. You startled me a little bit because I'm in my own little world in my garden, but
Yeah. Well, it's
that's okay.
beautiful. I love
Thank
it.
you.
My mom would
Thank
love it.
you.
She loves gardening and flowers and all that stuff. So she'd be very jealous of your garden. Anyways, like I said, I'm just walking around meeting my neighbors. I live in the area a couple blocks over. I'm a local realtor, expert in the neighborhood. If you know anyone who's looking to move into the neighborhood, or maybe you perhaps yourself is looking to make a change. I don't know if you own your home or you rent.
Oh no, I own it, but my son's already got dibs on it, so I guess it's going to stay in the family.
Yeah, that makes sense. And how long have you lived here?
30 years.
Wow, Debbie, that's awesome. So you've seen a lot of change come through here.
Yes, some good, some bad. Yeah.
Yeah, right, everywhere. It seems like we're on the upswing now. Everything's looking good.
Yes.
Yeah, well, like I said, just reaching out, meeting people. I was wondering, is there any chance I could kind of keep in contact with you in case something happens, you change your mind, or maybe you know someone who's looking to buy or sell in the area?
Well, if you'd like to leave your card or a business card, I'll
Oh,
keep
yeah,
you in line.
absolutely. Hey, would you mind
Yeah.
if I keep in contact you with email? Just send my monthly neighborhood updates to you.
Oh, yeah. I do have another realtor that does that monthly. She sends like recipes for whatever season we're in. Is it something like
Oh.
that?
No, it's more about what's going on as far as property values. And sometimes I add little things like neighborhood events, like Oktoberfest coming up, things like that.
Oh, yeah, no, that sounds good.
Okay. Yeah, I don't do recipes because I don't really cook that much. But I mean, I could share some recipes if you like. I have a
No,
couple of good ones.
no,
All
that's
right. Well,
okay. But yeah, no, that's good.
what's the best email I can send that to you at?
DebbieLogan@gmail.com.
Perfect, Debbie. Thanks. I'll reach out to you in probably a couple of days just to say hi and thank you for taking the time to talk to me today. Let
Sounds
me know
good.
if you need anything. If you need any help in the garden, I'll come over and help you.
Oh, okay. Thank
All
you.
right. Here's my card too. Thank you. And if you, like I said, if you know anybody, feel free to share my info. It was so nice
Okay.
talking to you today.
Sounds good.
All right. Have a good one.
You too.
Thanks.
That was good. You're both awesome. Just, mean, there's no other way to put it, but keep it simple. Keep it, nice and informative, and that's what you're doing. So that's
Yep.
awesome. Good job.
All right, so that's the script. I hope that you found it very useful. To download the script, just go ahead and head over to realestatescriptspodcast.com. There'll be a link there for you to download the script. This podcast is for the purpose of education only, and it does not make any guarantees. We suggest you seek out the help of your broker, coach, or mentor for specific situations. Brought to you by Darren Tunstall at Repros, California DRE number 018-53445.